Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, hey. Forrest. Welcome. Meet Conan and Sona.
Hi. Nice to meet you guys.
Hey, Forrest. How are you?
Very good. Very good. How are you guys?
Good. Let me explain to our listeners right now. I'm looking at a strapping young man with a full beard and a lumberjack shirt. You look like you just walked Babe the Blue Ox through the forest after felling 35 trees, and you're about to eat a stack of hoe cakes a mile high. Man, you, where are you right now?
So I live in Maine. So all of that.
Of course you live. Oh, of wow. course you live in
that
Maine.
That was all completely true. I've had oxen. So, I mean, yeah, that's.
Oh,
yeah.
Please. I had oxen. This I had oxen sausage for breakfast.
Yes, I've also consumed oxen. Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah.
Can't do that with a horse.
It's good stuff. Yeah. I try not to go a meal without having oxen.
Yeah. I'm trying to cut back. But, you know,
when people say they have a problem with oxy, I think they're talking about oxen. And I'm like, yeah, me too. I have it almost three times a day. And then they're like, hey, man, I thought I was bad. And it gets very confusing. It's like an episode of Three's Company. It's a big misunderstanding. But then we get it straightened out that they're terrible addicts and I just like consuming oxen. Yeah. Anyway, Forrest, tell us a little bit about yourself. You seem like an interesting fellow.
So, So I live in Maine. I've always lived in Maine. I don't get out much. And
Have you ever left the state of Maine?
I have. Yeah, I recently got married, and we went on a honeymoon. We went out west.
Congratulations. It'd be great if you went to a honeymoon to Vermont.
Yes. Yeah. Normally, I consider Vermont way out west.
You're like, should we do it, honey? Yeah, let's do it.
Commit.
Okay, here we go.
Round up the wagons. Get babe.
Mount up the ox. Yes.
This is too crazy. I can't handle it. Run away.
We're going to take the covered wagon. We're really going to,
Okay, so where did you go on your honeymoon?
We went out, we started in Denver, and then we rented an RV and went all around. We went out to Yellowstone and
That's
down
cool.
to Moab. And yeah, so that was like the first time I'd ever seen anything other than very much Maine climate. So
large black flies.
Yes.
And really crappy yard sales.
Yes, we have those. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me. I've driven through Maine and everyone acts like you want a piece of of flatware made of tin that I got 6 years ago at a gas station.
I know what I have. Like, I know good. What I have. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can't trick me. I know this is worth a fortune. Yeah. it's a Rubik's Cube with half the squares missing. You can't get there from here.
No, sir. So besides going to your summer camps, though, do you have any other memories of Maine? I know you got tanned to death in a canoe, but other than that.
Oh, good for you for listening. Thank you. Yes, I did. As a young man, a lad, as a child, I was put into a canoe. This sounds like a punishment, but I was put into an aluminum canoe. And back then, everybody wore short shorts. Everybody. I mean, there was no such thing as long shorts, and there was no such thing as sunscreen. So I was put into an aluminum canoe with shorts that exposed most of my penis. And then I was set adrift on the Saco River
for 3 days. I'm originally from Saco, so that's where that feeds out.
Okay, there you go. So I was put on the Saco River, and I don't know if you can understand this, but when you bake a potato, you wrap it in aluminum so that the heat is forced back down into the potato.
Yeah.
I was a wrapped potato in foil. I was put into an aluminum canoe, and it was there was no clouds. And for 3 days, I sizzled and cooked. I remember thinking, who's cooking ham? And it was me that was cooking. When the trip was over, everybody jumped out of the canoe, and I tried to get out of the canoe, and I couldn't. And they had to pick me up and pull me out of the canoe.
Because you couldn't move because of the pain, or were you like melted to the aluminum?
I wish it was. It would be more dramatic to say it was the second, but no, it was because I couldn't move. And then they put me in a corner. They set up their tents and had a really good time and ate s'mores. And I just shivered for, I think, 2 nights. And then they took me, to an emergency room where, I blistered so much that giant sheets of leg skin came off, which I wish I had kept. I'd sell them right now on eBay as you can have Conan's legs because it's all one piece. They're like socks.
As like a shower curtain?
Yeah. No. It's two full socks. They came off in whole pieces. Ew. It's like lederhosen made of Conan's freckled flesh that's been cooked.
And you think people want that?
Oh, I think that would go for, I'm going to be conservative and say it would go for $1.6 million.
Hey, he knows what he has, all right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Forrest.
Yeah, cancer.
Don't encourage
okay,
it.
Okay, Forrest, please, let's, you got me off on a tangent and I blame
you. Is that your only memory of Maine, though? Is that all you've done?
No, I also, we went to, I mean, God, Forrest is great at interviewing me. This is a very strong memory. We once stayed at an inn up there on a lake, and my father, being an incredibly unwise and unsavvy businessman, said, you know what's pretty cool at this inn? That Ford station wagon they've got with fake wood siding that says Pine Manor Inn. And he said, I think we should try and buy that car that has only 75,000 miles on it. And I'll drive a hard bargain because I'm a microbiologist who never goes outside. And I know how to deal with these rubes. Yeah. So anyway, they sold him an overpriced used car. And that's the station wagon that I had to learn to drive on. And it said Pine Manor Inn on the side and had a painting of a pine tree. And that's the car I was driving around trying to scope out the chicks with. Yeah.
That would work in Maine. I mean, that wood siding. Mm.
Yeah. And the other thing is there was a food shelter in Boston called Pine Street Inn. And my mother, who always wanted us to be, you know, like, we're the O'Briens, a dignified family that has the highest standards. And we're driving around and everybody kept saying, oh, you guys work for the food shelter. Anyway, yeah, that was the car that ensured I was a virgin until I was 38 years old.
Your dad knew what he was doing.
Yeah, my dad, he was like, I can buy him condoms or I can make him drive this car.
Well, there's plenty more to do in Maine. So you should definitely come back. I mean, it's cold and I know you like that. And there's craft brews, which I know would get Matt. And they legalized weed, so I know they'd get Sona.
Oh, man.
You know us so well.
I do. Yeah. I do.
You know what, Forrest, you seem, I like you. You're a very funny fellow. You seem like a sharp guy. Tell us what you do. What is your profession?
So I am a mechanical design engineer, and I design tanks of various types. Not
tanks.
Not like
tanks like that.
Like the pew kind. Like not the water tanks or fuel tanks, but like
a Sherman.
Yes,
tank.
With like tracks and so we have.
What are you talking about? Wait a minute. You design military grade tanks.
So some are military, and then some are commercial. So the commercial,
Who
ones
buy
are
a
luxury.
Commercial. Wait a minute. Okay, first of all, I'm fascinated by tanks. I am a military history buff. I actually have a favorite tank from history.
What is that?
I don't know if you do. Mine is the Russian T-34.
Okay, nice.
That I like that tank because that tank really saved Russia and kicked the Nazis' asses. And they never saw that tank coming. They had contempt for the Soviet Union. They thought, we're just going to roll in there. And these people are beneath us. And we have our cool German Tiger tanks. And suddenly the Russians show up with this amazing tank that's technologically very simple, but just wouldn't break down. And the German shells couldn't pierce it. So I think the T-34 is one of the most heroic tanks in history.
Yeah.
I think it helped save the world.
Well, there's something definitely to be said for simplicity. I mean, it's the pinnacle of design is not when, you know, what's left to add, but it's what can you take away? When there's nothing left to take away, then you've hit it.
There are famous stories of the Soviet crews that the Russian crews that had to work the T-34, there was a giant stick, like an iron stick, an iron shaft that was pretty much what made it go forward, backward, sideways. And it was so hard to maneuver that the guy on the crew that maneuvered it had a giant wooden mallet and would just bash it to the left, bash it to the right, bash it forward, bash it backwards. And that is how they operate the tank. But it worked. The thing wouldn't break down.
Well, I'll have to take that for inspiration because that sounds pretty foolproof. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, please check out. And this is, I'm going to do a quick ad for the Russian T-34 tank helped defeat the Nazi invasion in 1942, 41, 42, and turned the tide of World War II, in my opinion. Get yours today.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I know I've done a lot of talking, and be honest with you, I had a lot of cocaine this morning with my coffee.
Yeah.
It goes so well with oxen.
It pairs perfectly.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Just hits the spot.
If you order oxen and you ask the sommelier to come by to ask which wine, he'll often tell you skip the wine. You should have Peruvian cocaine finely ground. But so have you sold tanks to the military?
So
I imagine, or
so the thing about tanks is now it's like in modern warfare. What purpose do they really have? And that's kind of been the question as of recent. So the particular ones that I've designed are fully unmanned robotic tanks. So you sit anywhere in the world and drive this around. They're mostly for like reconnaissance. So going out and getting an idea of what's going on and kind of mapping out the landscape and then getting back.
Can they fire? Do they have any munitions on
them? They do have a turret on top, but the idea is it's a very modular platform. So you could remove that and you could just put on like a drone on the top. Or you could remove
boo.
Boo.
No, yeah. I mean, who wants to? If you have a tank and it can't fire anything, then I'm sorry, you do not have a tank. You have a Hummer. You have an SUV. That's what
fancy,
you have.
A fancy camera, it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I suppose.
You put a drone can you do anything where it is like fires like a t-shirt cannon or funfetti or something like that?
Well, there is a Micklick, which is like a rope of C4 that it shoots out. We call it a spicy nerds rope. And it goes out like a quarter mile, and everything in that stretch is gone. So you're like, there might be something over there. Just shoot the spicy nerds.
Wait a minute,
rope.
I don't understand. It shoots a rope of basically pure explosive.
Yeah,
and then it blows up everything in its path.
Yeah, that's nothing we make. That's just the things other people make that we could put on it. So.
Oh, God. Oh, no. So I know you should have no moral qualms. You're just building.
It's not my fault this happened.
Yeah, this is worse because it's like you're enticing people to play jump rope and they pick it up and then boom, they're gone.
Well, it's a good way to lure in the enemy. I like to put landmines on a hopscotch court.
Yeah. And then
No, listen. I'm going somewhere with this, Forrest. I really am, which is that I'm so intrigued by the idea. It sounds like what you're saying is that I could own a tank as a private citizen. Is that true?
So not the ones that have the pew-pews on them, but you can have ones that have fancy cameras.
Let's be men about this and not call them pew-pews. Let's call them
okay.
How about
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Oh, none of this pew-pew.
Yeah, no. So there's the military ones, but then there's also the luxury commercial line. So those ones, there's no weapon, but it's got an 800 horsepower Duramax engine on it, and it's got tracks and everything like a tank. And then you're in an air ride floating cockpit. So it feels like you're in, and like the whole cockpit is laid out with like leather interior, you know, touchscreen dash, all this stuff. So it's like you're in a super, super fancy luxury car, but you have tracks and you can go anywhere.
Excuse me. Do you have a brochure?
There's a website.
I'd like to see some literature.
It's called the Ripsaw. If you just go online, you search Ripsaw.
I'm writing this down right now because I don't know how to go online. Ripsaw.
Yeah, if you go to your local library.
Thank
how do you,
you
expect to drive a state-of-the-art tank if you can't go online?
It feels just like a car.
Oh. You know, Gorley. First of all, you're on my team here. You're supposed to assist.
Sorry. I just don't think it's those two levers like you're used to. I think it's...
Know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy a ripsaw, and I'm going to buy one from Forrest, and I'm going to rip out all of his fancy gadgets, and I'm going to put just a lever that goes forward, backwards, left, and right in the middle of it, and I'm going to... That's how I'm going to drive it around. There's going to be no touchscreen... No, you know, that's
just
BS.
Like the Russians
the tank for me.
Go back to the good stuff.
Yeah.
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 Are you going to do sound effects while you drive, Conan? Be like, pew, pew.
Not
like,
pew, pew.
Oh, sorry. Not that one.
Yeah. I'm gonna say that's cool. I'm gonna say copy later, headed, you know, enemy ahead, and swivel turret left, hurry. You know that dramatic thing where both turrets, the enemy turret started to swivel your way, and you have to swivel your turret, and who's gonna fire first? Oof. Oh man, I love that.
You know, this sounds like a good episode of you guys doing the sound effects.
That'd
be perfect.
Yeah. Sound effects theater. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you're a loyal fan. I like that you listen to all this.
I am very much.
Complete nonsense. Even though, despite the fact that you clearly have incredible skills, you're very talented, and you're a useful member of society building real things, you still listen to our bullshit, and I appreciate it.
I do. At work, so especially when I first started listening to you guys, I was binge listening, and then I was just getting this mood where I just wanted to do bits, and engineers are not great for bits, and I just go around, and I just say things, and they just look at me, and I get nothing, but then that made me like more giddy and more excited that I was getting no reaction.
I know.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
Forrest, tell me about it. That's called living with my family. They're not even engineers, but I do bits constantly, and there's just a deadness in their eyes. You know, when you catch a fish just after it's died, how the light goes out of its eyes and becomes flat?
Yeah.
That's how my wife looks at me. Just like, well, he'll just keep doing this for a while, but then eventually he'll leave this earth.
if I just stay still, maybe he'll go.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he's like a T-Rex. If I stay still, he won't be able to, if he doesn't register movement, he'll stop doing bits. Well, I am fascinated by this. I want to check out the ripsaw. Is it legal?
Yeah.
Let's say I got a ripsaw. Hold on. You didn't let me finish. Can I put ordnance? Can I put some kind of military grade cannon on the top? If say I lived in Texas.
We've had requests, but for liability, we don't outfit things. I mean, once you have it, if you decide to put, you know, stuff on it, that's kind of out of our control.
Well, wait a minute. It's my constitutional right to have a very powerful nuclear-tipped weapon on the top of my privately owned tank. That's what the founding fathers intended.
Yeah, they wrote that in. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a whole thing. There's a whole other page. It says, see other page. Jefferson put this in. And it it says, should there ever be a tank constructed, this too shall be a right of every citizen.
Oh, my God.
No, I think, wow, can you imagine? So cool to have a tank, I think.
Wait, so you'd be just like driving it down like Hollywood Boulevard, or I don't understand. You can just drive it on the streets?
Can you imagine me pulling up to no.
Where do you take it?
I happen to know that treads tear up
it's a completely rubber track. So you can drive on pavement, you can drive off pavement, you should be driving off road.
Is it street legal first?
It depends on the state, I think. There's a guy that bought one, and he had it in Vegas, and it was at like an auto show. And then leaving, they're just like, well, this is where you drive out. And he's like, well, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be here, but I'll just drive down the Vegas Strip. And he had train horns and stuff, and he was just tooting, and nobody stopped him. So I guess that means yes.
Very few people stop a tank.
Yeah.
Who's going to pull you over? Yeah.
Proceed.
Yeah, you don't pull over a tank. There's nothing you can do to a tank. Yeah, I'm very interested. I'm going to check out the website. And what is your favorite tank in history? Do you have one?
I mean, pretty partial of my own.
I said in history. Like,
it already happened.
The important history. Yeah, I'm partial to my own. Conan, who's your favorite historical figure? Well, I'm partial to myself.
Would anyone be surprised if you said that, though? I mean,
No. Thank you. They wouldn't at all. I believe I'm Lincolnian in my anyway, let's do you have a question for me before we wrap things up?
Well, my question was, if you were to have your own ripsaw, what would you outfit it with? What kinds of features would it have?
Oh,
but,
my God.
I mean, you kind of covered that.
Well, I would want to simplify it so it felt like, and maybe with your help, I would like to simplify the cockpit so it felt like a World War II tank. Okay. But still had, meaning my lever still connects to all of your computerized systems. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't have to, and I think you could assist me in doing that. I'd like to pretend it was a World War II tank. I would also like there to be pretty much like a snack dispenser in there. I'd like to be able to get those little Cheez-Its and peanut M&Ms.
Combos.
Yeah,
I just listened to you guys talk about combos today. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The best.
And you know what? We're not getting paid a dime by combos.
Yeah.
And we won't be, because I've questioned the authenticity of the cheese inside the combo. But that's neither here nor there. I've noticed that it has a radioactive half-life. And that's probably why I'm never going to get an ad with combos. Yeah. But I'm very curious about... I'd like it to fire something. I'm not a violent person. I mean, I don't want to cause damage or destruction, but I like the idea of having it look like a tank that has a long barrel on it. But I would like, picking up on Gorley's suggestion, if I had a really badass tank that fired t-shirts, that would be cool. Like to just, because I would come up through the shrubbery and people would start screaming and running and I'd start firing away. And then they would notice that t-shirts that said "Kiss me, I'm Irish, I'm with stupid, my parents went to Barbados and all I got was this stupid t-shirt," that would all start to rain down on them.
But it still really hurts. Like, you shoot them pretty hard and they
I'll be honest with you, some people will get killed by the sheer
it's really dangerous,
the sheer force, because what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna fuck up and put the t-shirts in a brass canister. Yes. So when that hits you going 900 miles an hour, that's
going to be... And they'll be sopping wet. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be arrested. Yeah. And I will be put away forever for murder. Yeah. But listen, Forrest, I really like you. You seem like a cool guy. And I do like Maine. I just want to put that out there at the end. I know that my legs were horribly burned in Maine and that a Ford panel station wagon... with Maine emblazoned on the side, humiliated me as a teenager and made me celibate. But all those things aside, I like your state. I like you, Forrest, and I want you to get to work on my tank.
Okay.
Now, this is really going to piss people off when I start trying to fund this online so that Conan can have a tank. People are going to be furious.
Yeah, a GoFundMe. Raising money. You don't even buy it yourself. You beg for it. Just, I need...
You know when a really affluent actor says, "I want to make a movie," and then they start a GoFundMe page and people get furious? Yeah. Think about what's going to happen when I start a GoFundMe page to build a tank that shoots t-shirts. And I'm saying, hey, I'd pay myself, but I don't feel I should have to.
I know what would happen. Yeah. It would get funded in about 20 minutes.
It would get funded in 20 minutes. Yeah. And then I'd have to read, 10,000 lines of pure hate coming out of the internet every second. But I'd be in my tank eating my combos and firing t-shirts.
Yeah, for charity. You're giving these t-shirts away. So it's really a charitable deed.
Hey, man, I'm not doing this for myself. Okay.
Yeah. The world needs these t-shirts. They need I'm with stupid t-shirts.
They really do. Like, they need a who farted t-shirt, and I'm the one to fire it at them at 800 miles an hour.
Blasting it at their head.
Hey, Forrest, so cool talking to you. You're a really nice guy, and we're lucky to have you as a fan. And keep doing those bits. And guess what? When people you work with aren't laughing, that means the bit is really funny, and keep going.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. All right.
Trust me. That's my professional opinion.
Yeah.
I'm serious. When they're not laughing, I roll up my sleeves and I double down.
Yeah, that's when you strut gold.
I double down. Yeah. Yes. All right. Take care, Forrest. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye, Forrest.
Bye, Forrest.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gorley. Produced by me, Matt Gorley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.